From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. There are reports today of more bloodshed in Libya, where, according to the AP, 15 mourners were killed when police opened fire at the funerals of protesters killed in an earlier clash. Human Rights Watch estimates that more than 80 people have died in the last 5 days of protest against the rule of Libyan leader Gaddafi. Meanwhile, in other North African countries, new protests are planned. NPR's Tom Gelton is in Casablanca, where a youth movement has big plans for tomorrow.
The news of the shooting in Libya, arriving in Morocco via Facebook, reminded people here that protests can be a dangerous thing. By comparison, the demonstrations in Morocco are likely to be more peaceful. King Mohammed VI has presided over a relatively soft authoritarian regime. But Moroccan youth, like others in the Arab world, are fired up over high unemployment and rampant corruption. Abu Amar Tafnoudi, one of the youth organizers of the Moroccan protest, is anticipating a big day. For me, this is a decisive moment, says Abu Amar. It is the first time Moroccans are taking to the streets to demand a parliamentary government. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Casablanca.
In Algeria, police brandished clubs but not firearms to break up a protest. Reporter Asia Bundawi has more.
The demonstrators that were there today were chanting, "People demand the end of the regime." But one of the primary demands of the protesters is the end of the emergency law, which has been there since 1992 and sort of prevents people from protesting and demonstrating and sort of gives the government an incredible amount of power in dictating certain things.
Protesters are still showing up in force at Wisconsin's state capitol building. Wisconsin Public Radio's Gil Halstead reports the crowd includes pro-labor and pro-GOP forces.
Protesters have been at the capitol since Tuesday, demanding that Governor Scott Walker drop his plan to cancel bargaining rights for public employee unions, including teachers. Hundreds of Tea Partiers showed up to support the governor's plan. Rich Yeager is a military veteran. He says he's angry at the unions and at the 14 Democratic state senators who left the state Thursday rather than voting for the governor's plan.
State Democratic senators literally run away to another state to avoid having to perform their duties. They're acting like a spoiled, rotten bunch of adolescent children.
The two rallies merged into a parade with competing signs supporting and opposing Governor Walker with heated but civil arguments. For NPR News, I'm Gil Halstead in Madison.
Musicians with the Detroit Symphony today voted to continue a four-month walkout. This is NPR News. The GOP-controlled House of Representatives was up all night, voting finally for a scorched federal spending bill. The measure envisions $61 billion worth of cuts. The Senate's not expected to go along with it. Treasury Secretary Geithner is expressing hope that Democrats and Republicans will find a way to cut spending and reduce long-term deficits. But at a meeting of finance ministers and central bankers in Paris, he's saying the bill passed by the GOP-run House last night would undermine economic growth and efforts to create jobs. Another reminder, the nation's economic recovery is far from complete. From WABE in Atlanta, Jim Burris reports that four more banks have failed.
In Georgia, Habersham Bank near Atlanta and Citizens Bank of Effingham near Savannah were both shuttered and immediately sold to other banks. Together, the two Georgia institutions had more than $140 million in bad loans on their books. Meanwhile, California bank regulators closed Charter Oak Bank of Napa and San Luis Trust Bank of San Luis Obispo. Troubled mortgages and high foreclosure rates are largely to blame. Nationwide, this year's bank failure toll now stands at 22, including six in Georgia. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.
The first ever census of the cosmos is out, and NASA scientists say the universe is bustling with planets, at least 50 billion of them in the Milky Way. The estimate was produced using NASA's planet-hunting Kepler telescope. Astronomers involved in the research speculate at least 500 million are in the not-too-hot, not-too-cold zone. Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.